Chapter 1. Dad Acts Like a Big Poo. Monday, November the 18th, 4:30 p.m. My bedroom walls have been invaded by post-it notes. Dead rude stuff too, like, Louis, why should I make your bed today? How long would it take you to do it? Louis, don't leave all that mess on the floor for me to clean up. Do it yourself. Louis, always take your mugs downstairs. Don't just leave them on the windowsill for me to deal with. Dad's done exactly the same in my room, wailed Elliot, my midget brother. So it's like it's not my bedroom anymore. Now Mum had often dropped into my bedroom to do a spot of cleaning, and I'd never minded. In fact, I was happy to let her tidy up my room whenever she wished. But then Dad lost his job, and Mum was offered a full-time post at the estate agents, so they decided to do a swap. This is Dad's very first day as a stay-at-home dad. Well, he's got off to a truly terrible start. Can you believe he didn't even bother to carry my dirty mugs downstairs? Talk about lazy. He just grumped about, bunging up snotty notes everywhere. When I saw my bedroom, I was so mad, said Elliot. I marched downstairs and shouted, Dad, you're acting like a big poo. You didn't. Well, I wanted to, but I thought I'd wait for you. I nodded and said, can't be healthy for our impressionable young minds to be exposed to all this bossiness. Really, Dad's very lucky I didn't call Childline. But he has to be stopped, and he will be after I've cleared up my room. Elliot looked shocked. No, the post-it notes must be obeyed. Then in one mighty movement, I picked up the mountains of stuff on the floor and hurled it all under my bed. Elliot giggled. Next, I dashed about ripping down every one of Dad's notes and threw them under the bed too. Elliot was falling about laughing now. Right, now for Dad, I said. Yeah, let's sort him out, said Elliot eagerly. We marched downstairs together. Dad was hoovering, in a revoltingly enthusiastic way, really ramming the hoover into every corner. But when he saw us, he switched the hoover off and said, Hoovering is more tiring than it looks, you know. Good fun, though. So how's everything going? Very badly, I said, and Elliot and I stood grave-faced either side of him. Now what can be wrong? Said Dad, grinning away. He'd been in a wildly cheerful mood since first thing this morning when he'd gone on and on about how lucky he was to be escaping the daily grind. I hated to burst his bubble, but things had to be said. How would you like it, Dad? I asked, if I stuck up notes all over your bedroom. But I'm not asking you to clean my bedroom, he replied. And I only put up a few friendly suggestions. Friendly? Elliot and I echoed disbelievingly. I just wondered, boys, said Dad. If you'd like to make more of a contribution to cleaning your rooms. I considered for a second. No, we wouldn't. Ah, but this is where it gets interesting, he said. I doubt that, I muttered. Up to now, you haven't had the right kit. Dad, we're not in the army, I said. But now you have. That's when he handed us both giant green dusters the size of pillowcases. These are your very own dusters to keep, he beamed. Really, I muttered. Oh, yes. I went out and got them for you, specially. Some dads shower their sons with computer games, comics, and tickets for football games. My dad buys us dusters. So nothing to stop you getting stuck in now, he grinned. Mum never asked us to do any dusting, said Elliot. But now your mum has joined the full-time workforce, so I'm in charge of the house. And I will be doing things a little differently to her. And I've decided that keeping your bedrooms clean and tidy will be your own personal responsibility. However, I shall always be available to help and advise you. You're spoiling us, I muttered. I think we're going to make a great team, he said. After he charged back to his hoovering, Elliot glared down at the unfamiliar object in his hand. What are we going to do with this? Lose it as soon as possible. Don't worry. He'll have forgotten all about it in a couple of days, I said. 7:05 p.m. Normally, Dad would stagger home about 6 o'clock, then sink down on the sofa, a laptop balanced on his knees, still doing stuff for work. And after he'd eaten, he'd fall asleep in front of the telly, usually with his mouth wide open. But tonight, he was shuffling about in his slippers, making Mum a cup of tea. Mum couldn't crash out on the sofa, though, or even talk about her day. She was too busy wandering around admiring all the things Dad had done today. "Boys, just look at these clean windows," she called. "Okay, we're looking at them," I said. "Now what happens?" Then Mum sat down in the kitchen, saying how lovely it was to have a meal cooked for her for a change. Well, from now on, the kitchen is my domain.